بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، first and foremost let me make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses our brother Qasim with the best of the best in the dunya wal akhirah. Allah already gave him the best of the best, which is his own kalam in his heart. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make his life munawwar and illuminated by that kalam. May this kalam be firm in his heart always. And on the day when he meets Allah, may Allah decree for him what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. That Allah will say to him, Ya Qasim, recite my kalam like you used to recite in the world. And for every letter he recites, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase the daraja for him. Until he comes to the end. قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ مَلِكِ النَّاسِ إِلَهِ النَّاسِ مِنْ شَرِّ الْوَسْوَاسِ الْخَنَّاسِ الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu to accept his effort. I know what an enormous effort that is. People think leading tarawih is simple. Leading tarawih is, I won't say a'udhu billah because this is the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but I would not do it for anything. It is the most difficult thing in the world to do. To keep track, to read, to where you stop, where you start, what you do. Alhamdulillah. And this can happen only by the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I am sure he feels it when he is standing here and reading. May Allah grant us that we have that connection with his kalam. I always try to reflect and I request to reflect. Just think about this. If somebody said, you know, that there is this spaceship which went the International Space Station and they got a beam from some planet in the outer space and they are now trying to decipher what this beam was, what was this message from this, you know, this planet in outer space and so on. We'd all be so excited. SubhanAllah, you know, we got this message from these people, they're obviously much more advanced than we are and so on and so on. But this is a message from our Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Jalla Jalaluhu. So before we read the Quran, before we try to understand it and so on, just think about that. Just sit there with the kalam, with the kitab in your hand and reflect and say to yourself that this is Allah speaking to me, which is what it is. This is Allah speaking to me. The nuzul of the Quran al-Kareem is on your heart and my heart. This is the direct speech of Allah. The Quran al-Kareem came first as the spoken word. It was recorded and written down later. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala communicated to Jibreel alayhi salam in a manner which suits his majesty and grace. Jibreel alayhi salam came and gave this kalam as the spoken word to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then spoke this to the sahaba ridwanullahi alayhi majmain. They heard it, they memorized it, they spoke it, and then at some point it was written down. And it was that spoken word which entered the hearts of people. You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave to each Nabi a miracle, a mu'jiza, which related to something which people of that time considered to be their specialty, their strength. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's anbiya came with miracles which proved that their strength was not as strong as what Allah had given to the Nabi. What the Nabi had broke their strength. And that is the reason why the people who first came to Islam in the time of every Nabi were the people who were the experts in that field. Right? Take Musa alayhi salam. The Egyptians were known for magic. Right? Nobody did magic as good as the Egyptians. They still are. Amazing. I mean, their magic was at a totally different level. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives Musa alayhi salam this thing which appears to be magic. Right? He throws his staff on the ground, it turns into a snake. Apparently, like a magic trick. So when the Pharaoh sees this, Ramesses II, he calls the magicians and he says, can you beat this? They said, no problem. And they say, Be'izzati Pharaoh. He said, by your name and by your honor, we will defeat this. No hassle. This is nothing. So he gathers all the people. And Musa alayhi salam is there. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, throw the stick. Allah is here for you. Allah is watching. Now, what is the first thing that happens? The first thing that happens is that the same magicians, they fall in sujood. Why? Because they know this is not magic. They are the experts. They recognize it. They recognize it instantly. Other people don't recognize it. They are the experts. They say, this is not magic. This is something else. And they fall in sujood immediately. Pharaoh says, I will cut off your arms and legs. He says, do what you want. Do whatever you want. But we bring iman and bring faith in the Rabb of Musa and Harun. Because we know what is magic. Nobody in the world knows magic better than we know. And therefore, we recognize this is not magic. Similarly, the Arabs were very arrogant about their language. Till today, they're very arrogant about their language. Sometimes I joke with them. They say, you know, in the Arabic language, there are 700 words for camel. And I say, you don't even have one word for nanotechnology. Big deal. A camel is a camel is a camel. Who cares if you have 700 words? Right? So the point I'm making is that till today, they are very arrogant about that. Those days, I mean, they were the linguists. They were the linguists. They were the people. There are stories of pre-Islam poets who would come and they would stand by the Kaaba and they would recite poetry. What in Urdu we say, fil badi. Just like that. Out of memory. He is creating the poetry as he's talking, standing there. He's not reading from anywhere. They would recite thousands of lines of poetry. Half the night they would recite poetry. Such masters of language. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent His kalam, which has no parallel in terms of language alone. We are not even talking about the fact that it is divine, that it has things in it which were unknown at that time. It has things in it which are unknown to this day. I'm not saying any of that. Just the grammar, just the language, just the tone. And who recognized the first? People like Hasan bin Thabit, one of the greatest poets of Arabia. He said, this is not the language of any human being. He said, we know language. Nobody knows language better than us. They used to call everybody as ummi. They're dumb. People have you speak anything other than Arabic, you are not a human. You're dumb. He said, we know language. This is not from any human being. This is the kalam of Allah. That's the reason why it is so critically important also to learn Arabic language. Because like anything, like Urdu, for example, I mean, alhamdulillah, Allah has, you know, blessed me with many languages, but in Urdu, for example, if you take Urdu poetry, there's no way that you can translate Urdu poetry into any other language and still retain the... In our country, Hyderabad, which is a country like yours, when we had what they called police action, which was actually annexation of the country. So overnight, the country was taken over. And there was a poet called Amjad Hyderabadi. He wrote just two lines about how this whole thing turned the other way around. Right? I will recite the two lines in Urdu, and the Urdu people here, you will understand it in the originality, and you will know the, you will taste the sweetness. And then I will try and translate it, and you see what it does. So Amjad Hyderabadi ne kaha, कैसे कैसे ऐसे वैसे हो गए ऐसे वैसे कैसे कैसे हो गए दैट्स इट ऐसे वैसे कैसे कैसे फोर वर्ड्स दैट्स इट इन टू लाइन्स कैसे कैसे ऐसे वैसे हो गए ऐसे वैसे कैसे कैसे हो गए ही सेइंग द नोटेबल्स बिकेम ट्रैश एंड द ट्रैश बिकेम नोटेबल्स बट सी हाउ हाउ इट स्लॉटर्स द लैंग्वेज राइट आई मीन देयर इज नो मतलब ही नहीं अब उसको आप उर्दू में बोलो मज़ा आता है ना इमेजिन द कलाम ऑफ अल्लाह सुभान अल्लाह द कलाम ऑफ अल्लाह सुभान अल्लाह एंड दैट इज द मिरेकल ऑफ द कुरान अज़ शेख वाज़ सेइंग व्हिच अदर इट्स नॉट जस्ट अ मैटर ऑफ मेमोराइजिंग राइट समबडी सेंड मी अ वीडियो द अदर डे इफ आई फाइंड इट आई विल सेंड इट टू यू यू कैन शेयर इट दिस इज इन अज़हर दिस लेडी यंग Hafiza, she is being tested by three shuyukh. And the commentator says the questions they are asking her are really questions you should ask a search engine, not a human being. For example, the first question they asked her was, Fatiras samavati walard, Fatiris samavati walard, Fatirus samavati walard. So, Dhamma, Kasra and Fatah. Where does this come in the Quran, in which surah, and which is the ayah? Can you imagine? 600 pages, where does it come? And this girl, perfect. All of that. And similar questions. This is the miracle of the Quran. This is, of course, obviously Allah has given her memory, but the point is that that kind of retention of the kalam of Allah is only possible with the Quran. Now, how do we relate to the Quran? Number one, by trying to get the glory and majesty of that in our hearts. Number two is to understand that the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala came to be obeyed. It came to be understood. It came to be lived by. It did not just come for us to recite it beautifully and so on and so forth for the barakah. And we say, subhanallah, subhanallah, go home. No. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Aqimi salat ali dhikri, then we have to establish his salah until the last day. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Kutiba alaykum as-siyam, we must fast in the month of Ramadan. And so on and so forth. We respect the Quran, we read the Quran, we understand the Quran, and the way to do that is by living by the Quran. Islam is the name of a practice. Islam is not the name of a theory. Islam is like judo or karate or something. You have to practice it, then it benefits you. If you memorize the book of judo, then you still, you know, if you get caught in the street by somebody, you still hit the tarmac. Because you don't know, you memorize the book of, you don't know how to do it. How to do it is the issue. So we relate to the Quran by practicing, by living by it. By connecting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the whole effort of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was to connect the people to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by means of the Quran. And he did that so effectively that in a period of 23 years, that one generation from being the weakest, the most despised, the most oppressed people on the planet, in their community, they became the rulers of the same community. They became role models for everybody in that same community. Just about 23 years. Just a matter of 23 years. Abu Jahl killed the mother and father of Ammar ibn Yasir, radiallahu anhu. What happened? Nothing. Did anybody give him a ticket or did somebody take him to court or did somebody say, no, you know what you did is wrong? No, nothing. Nothing happened. Imagine what level of oppression that is. That you can just go kill somebody, just like that. And nothing happens to you. From there to the point where they became the leaders of society. And after Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, of course, in the Khilafah Rashida, they, you know, conquered the two greatest empires of the time, which is the Roman and the Persian empires. All of that happened in the Khilafah Rashida. Until the time of Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu, all this was done. All by the power of the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Sahaba took the kalam of Allah as it is to be taken as real. Literal meaning. They didn't go hunting. You know, when Allah says this, there is a hidden meaning, and that meaning is there. They didn't do all that. They say, Allah said this, we do it, finished. I want to end with this. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala finally prohibited alcohol. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الْخَمْرُ وَالْمَيْسِرُ وَالْأَنْسَابُ وَالْأَزْلَامُ رِجْسٌ مِّنْ عَمَلِ الشَّيْطَانِ فَاشْتَنِبُوا لَعَلَّهُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. When this ayat came,
Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu narrates,
I was in my house, I had some guests, and he also named some of the Sahaba. He said, I was pouring wine for them. Somebody had wine, you know, like when the thing, you first wait for everyone to get it, then you say cheers. So before that, he's pouring the wine. He says, we heard the munadi, we heard the caller of Rasulullah with this ayah. Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu says, I was pouring like this, I moved my hand and it poured on the ground. Then what was in the cups, they turned it over, they threw it. He said, what was in the mouth, they spat it out. They didn't say, okay, this is the mouth already, one last time. No. They spat it out. And then he says that they went home. Remember, winemaking was an industry. They used to make wine of dates and grapes in Medina. This was part of their economy. It's not just a matter of, you know, entertainment. It's part of their economy. They went home and they smashed all the containers, all the jars and so on, the storage of wine. He said wine was flowing in the drains of Medina, streets of Medina like a river. They broke all that. Somebody went and reported this to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They say, Ya Rasulullah, they have stopped, alhamdulillah, but they also smashed all of these. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam called them. He said, why did you break the jars? You know, you could have washed it and used it. They said, Ya Rasulullah, we do not want to have anything that reminds us that we used to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now imagine, when they were drinking wine, were they disobeying Allah? No, because the ayat had not come. So they were not disobeying Allah. Allah had not prohibited. Even then they said, no. Now that the ayat has come, we don't even want to remember the time when we used to do this, even though it was not, they're not going into the technicalities of it. Is it true? Where is the fard? Is it fard? Is it makruh? Is it haram? Is it makruh tanzihi or tahrimi? No. Allah does not like finished. This is the meaning, the essence of taqwa and obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to fill our hearts with His izzah, with His khashiyah, with His hub, with His glory and majesty and love for Him, Jalla Jalalu. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to fill our lives with that. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to... The brother is saying that with search engines, sometimes they give you the wrong ayah when you have the meaning, they give you the wrong meaning and so on. See, that is the reason why you should learn your religion. Number one. That is the reason why you need to learn your religion. And also, if you learn the fundamental, you don't need to become a hafiz of the Quran. If you become, alhamdulillah, may Allah grant that to all of us. But if you know the fundamentals, then you will know that something is wrong with this. You may not know exactly what is wrong and so what. You say, no, it can't mean this. Right? It automatically turns on a red light in your head. Number one. Number two, also always have contact with ulama. Be in touch with scholars. So if you have a doubt, go to the scholar. Somebody knows. It's not as if nobody knows. So go to the person and say, this is what I am reading, Shaykh, please tell me, is it correct, not correct, you know. Somebody will tell you. So be guided, inshallah. Not a problem. Technology is a tool, right? Technology is a tool, right? Just because a knife is made of gold, you don't stab yourself. Knife is a knife. हमारे उर्दू में कहा है सोने की सोने सोने की चाकू रहे तो भोग लेते. So the tool is a tool, right? How to use it is a different issue. So that's why JazakAllah for the question. It's very important. So let us think about that. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to be on the right path. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us on the right path and to take us when He is pleased with us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make our life progressively better and progressively more obedient to Him. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us in a state where the last part of our life is the best part of our life, and the last day when we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the best day. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika arhamar rahimin.